Hey, is this Alex?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for calling me back because I accidentally hung up. So,
yeah, I kind of figured.
I sincerely appreciate you calling back.
No problem.
So I was thinking.
Go ahead.
I entered at the Walgreens. You know, it said it was with Walgreens. And then I got another one that said it was with CVS. And I just wanted to look at that. I think it's the same thing.
Both of those are both of our partners.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. And my husband, you know, first I said, let me use your credit card. And it was a Sunday night. And he said, no. He said, it's a ripoff, you know. And he said, I'm not going to let you use my credit card. So I loaded my card and then I entered. And I thought it was $19.95, but you're telling me it was $7.95.
Correct.
Okay, so let me check. And now you're saying, so it said to take a survey.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see where it says the $56.95. That's just, let's see.
That's just in the terms and conditions. I can provide you with the website if you would like. So that you can also see that information from there.
Yeah, I'm looking. Okay, it says independent. Boy, it's in such light print. It's very difficult to see. But yeah, you could send me the link.
It's just a website. I can tell you it. I wouldn't be able to send it to you, but I can tell it to you while we're on the phone because I'm currently looking at it now.
Let me write it down. Try to take a look here. So what is the website, please?
It is www.
Okay.
.true, T-R-U-E.
Okay.
Products, P-R-O-D-U-C-T-S.
All right.
For, F-O-R.
Okay.
Less, L-E-S-S.com.
Okay. Yeah, because I didn't, you know, I just hate to think I'm out almost $60. If I hadn't loaded my card, then y'all wouldn't have been able to take it. Let me see what, I'm just wondering if I can do this really fast. Let's see.
Yep, I currently have it up here too. So I can go through it with you whenever you're ready.
Okay, let's see. So it says, successfully redeemed coupon, secret 22. I don't think I redeemed anything. Yeah, it does say, something different. Okay, so I guess I needed to get to the bottom of the page to see the terms. I do not see the terms anywhere that says.
It's right where our number is and where it says customer service. Terms and conditions are right up under that.
Where the phone number is. And I'm talking about the entry email that I received. So it's on that.
It should have been, you should have received an email regarding the terms and conditions, but it's also on the website when the purchase is made.
No, I didn't get an email from y'all because I wouldn't have wanted to pay $56.95. Let's see. I mean, I was willing to pay the $19.95, but I see it's an independent. Okay, it's a survey, blah, 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 blah. There is nothing here that says anything, and I can double-check my email.
So you don't see the terms and conditions on the website because I'm currently looking at the terms and conditions where it states how much the voucher is, what you'll be receiving, to be looking out for your email, how much the charge is, how much you will be charged if you don't cancel. Like, all of the information is there. It says contest, terms and conditions, MasterCard, customer product options.
I don't see those terms listed under the survey. the actual survey. And
okay,
I think
ma'am.
it's not there. I mean, I know it's not there, but so if it's not there, you're saying I should have received an email after
you
I
should
entered.
have received an email after you entered, and there are also terms and conditions on the website. You know, that doesn't change.
But you're talking about the website that you just told me about, right? The trueproductsforless.com?
Yes, for the
okay,
KitchenAid
well,
set.
Yeah, that's all I did was enter, and I thought it was 1995, but I don't see a phone number here. I got your phone number from NetSend, and, you know, that's how I got in touch with you. But there's nothing on, of course, this is the CVS.
Right, that comes directly from CVS, which is our partner. We don't control what CVS sends out, but we do control our terms and conditions, which are
okay.
always on our website.
When were the terms and conditions sent? Because I don't see anything in my email, and I entered, I believe, on November 15th.
The 15th.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at my email, and I'll double-check junk. But there is nothing here about what would it say it was from let's see, I wrote it down. It would say it was from True Products.
Support at
yeah.
TrueProductsForLess.com.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything in my email telling me
okay.
that.
But they are still on the website, so, you know, it doesn't change the terms and conditions. I understand what you're saying, but they are still there for you to look at and acknowledge.
Right, but if I didn't get it and I didn't know to get to the website, which I'm still looking and I see nothing and all the way.
So you're currently
nothing.
On the website? Because I'm on the website.
No, I'm not on the website. I'm looking in my email to see if y'all sent the terms and stuff. And I'm saying it was not sent. But let me double check my junk, which I just went through earlier today. And it should say something from True Products for Less, correct?
Correct.
I've never seen anything come in my inbox from them. So I was never given, if I see it, you know, but it's not here. It is not here. I've looked under junk and I've looked under regular. I'll check under attachments, but I do not believe it would be under that. But I will, no, it's not there, no. So I wasn't sent that. Does it say that they sent that on a certain date?
It was, again, ma'am, it was sent out on the 15th, as well as the terms and conditions are on the website. I went ahead and canceled
mm-hmm.
the account for you, so you'll no longer be charged.
That's great. Oh, was it, like, supposed to be $56.95 a month?
Yes, ma'am, that is also in the terms and conditions when you made the purchase.
Yeah, I'm telling you, though, Alex, I did not.
I understand that, ma'am, but you know it is on our website for you to go and look at, and it is there, and the email
but
was sent out on our end.
Okay, I didn't hear about this website until just now, because
okay,
if I would have gotten one that said True Products for Less, I would have looked at it, and I would have seen that, and I would have canceled right then instead of now. So, yeah, it's... Let me go back again and just double check. November 15th or anything after November 15th, but you're saying it was sent on the 15th. So let's see. No, I got the 14th. 15th. Nothing here. Except, you know, another thing. I entered through the Walgreens survey. And then I was sent one after that from CVS. But I see nothing from True Products for Less. And I'm sure I would have read it. So I honestly think somebody missed sending that. Because I just do not see it here. So I hope you can help me.
Help you in regards to what? Because the account has already been canceled.
Yeah, but what about the, I'm thinking I overpaid $44.95. Because I thought it was 1995 to enter for the KitchenAid thing. Of course, you said it was 7.95, but that's not what the survey thingy web, not what the survey email said. It said it was 1995 to enter for the try on the KitchenAid mixer. So, and I see nothing in here that says y'all sent me. I would have noticed something from True Products for less. So I don't see it. So can you refund $44.95, please?
I mean, discharge is normally not refundable because, again, it is in the terms and conditions. Out of courtesy, I will offer a 35. It is doesn't change the fact that they are still on our website.
But I never have seen your website.
I just provided it to you, ma'am.
I guess I'll report this as spam if y'all can't help me.
I'm willing to offer a 35% refund on a charge that's normally non-refundable because it is still in the terms and conditions.
Well, I never saw it, and I really think that that's wrong. And I'm betting if I entered again through CVS, I still wouldn't get an email from True Products for less. So 35% cheapers of how much would that be that you'd offer to refund?
35% of $56.95 is $19.93.
Yeah, that's it's still ripping me off about $25, honestly. So you can't refund. I'm saying nobody sent me an email. Nobody sent an email.
I understand that, ma'am. But I see where the email was sent out here, and you also confirmed your email address with me, so it's kind of a your word against mine kind of thing. And, you know, I don't want to go back and forth about it or anything because, again, it is still in the terms and conditions. I understand that you did not see them, which is why I'm willing to offer a 35% refund on a charge that's normally non-refundable at all.
Okay. Well, I guess I can be thankful I got that. So, yes, the 1993 will be appreciated.
All right, give me 1 second to put in that refund for you, and I'll provide you with your cancellation number.
Oh, okay. And you have my credit card number there?
We only can see the last four, ma'am. We don't take any payment over the phone. We don't take any card information over the phone.
Okay. The last four, do you want me to tell you what that is?
No, ma'am. I wouldn't need that information. I can see it.
Okay. Thank you, Alex.
No problem. 1 second, please.
Okay. Cancellation number, and I'm being refunded on a non-refundable thing. I'm sure I never saw that, but you're saying it was sent that very day.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
So the cancellation number is going to be C as in Charlie, 262-724.
Okay. 723. So it's C as in Charlie, 262-724-723.
Correct. And that refund will be back in the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, that was my next question. Okay, well, thank you for your help.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Creeper. Rip off.